Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I are giving the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. Today, we're going to give you the best Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy weight loss tricks to stay motivated for 2011. Go ahead. What's your first one?
First tip?
Yeah.
Taser.
That's how you remember. That's how you stay motivated.
Yes.
Oh, you mean if you lose your motivation,
you taser yourself.
Right. Well, we know that again. We're now in February after the Super Bowl. We're done with excuses for losing. You know how I gained all my weight.
I know. Isn't your gym empty?
Well, not yet. Yeah. No, I actually had my first. I had to wait for a treadmill for the first time yesterday. But we're getting to that point where people are starting to lose motivation. And here are some of the things that you need to put in place so that you don't become one of those people that started the new year off saying, I'm losing 20 pounds, and now you're forgetting about it. Number one, the number one thing you must do in terms of trying to stay motivated is you've got to keep yourself focused on the goal. And you've got to write it down. It's got to be in front of you. You got to repeat that, Lee, every morning when you wake up. What's my goal? Because a lot of times people forget them.
Yeah, I forgot my goal.
Or what do they do? They modify them. I was to lose 20 pounds. Now it's to lose
a pound.
10.
Let's start at one.
So you want to keep that in front of you. So make sure you do that. The other thing is put a picture of yourself that you want to look like. Now, you want to look like Marvin Hagler,
yes.
Correct?
I'm going to the tanning booth right now after the show.
So put a picture of that person that you're trying to look like, or put a picture of yourself from the time that you remembered yourself, and put that right in front of you so that stays motivated. And it's a great place to put it on the refrigerator. Or put it in your car, because, you know, sometimes people don't keep food in their house. They keep it. They go out to the shop every time they want to go eat. So put it on your dashboard. So when you go in the car to go get the food, you'll see that first. Another trick that you need to do is hire a personal trainer. Get someone motivated, someone that you're paying, that's invested in keeping you on track for 2011. Make sure that you also create a support system. Very important to have a support system. Have people that are checking in on you on a weekly basis, saying, "Hey, you know, are you how you doing with your weight loss?" If you lose that support system, you're gonna fall off track. That's why those things like weight loss, Weight Watchers are a great system for you, because every week, what do you have to do?
Got to weigh in.
And that's, again, another wonderful thing that you need to do. You need to weigh in every day, because that'll keep you on track. You get to see a metric. You're looking at something. How am I doing? You're measuring yourself every day, and that'll keep you on track to lose weight.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy are your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.